Exactly. I've heard from a lot of people, and there is a lot of concern of people just automatically getting their voter rights back, especially if they've created an egregious offense. Now, those that just have a simple felony, maybe, you know, got caught with drugs and served their time, paid their restitution, you know, those are people that should have their voter rights back. So there's a delicate line here, a balancing act of where it needs to be. And I think most people I have talked to have said that it's probably not right for somebody that did something egregious, created a murder or a severe sexual assault. I think somebody else needs to look at that just before we give automatic rights back to significant felons.